They call themselves Boobs.
Well, let me tell you about the Boobs. They're here tonight. It's a group of men that are called a bunch of old broadcasters. And they're sitting at that table, and they're all wonderful disc jockeys and radio announcers. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
I noticed they come in all sizes there.
And they do. This week, 16 mostly retired men of all shapes have come to the Arch Street Tavern to listen to the music of the Hartford Jazz Orchestra and to talk about the old days of radio and television.
You don't have to be old, but you have to be somehow connected with broadcasting.
And you have to have a silky smooth voice.
WHAY.
WPOP.
WELI in New Haven. WJMJ.
WRCQ.
WNHC-TV, which is now WTNH.
Bill Hennessy started the group about 6 years ago, and now there are about 40 boobs in total.
So we sit around and we lie, cheat, steal, and just tell stories.
Right out with your camera.
Hennessy began his career in college as a record librarian at the local radio station and has been in and out of the business since. He helped to launch the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Frank Donovan has been doing some form of radio or TV every year of his life since 1949, except for that time he was in the Army.
I thought with my broadcasting background, they'd say, oh yeah, Armed Forces Radio. Instead, radio. That's what they call CW, continuous wave, Morse code.
Many of the old broadcasters were inspired to get into the field by listening to radio shows growing up.
As a kid, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. WNEW was the home of a guy named Martin Block, the make-believe ballroom. There's a lot of history there.
It's make-believe ballroom time. Put all your cares away. All the fans are here to bring good cheer your way.
As a kid, I was a Bob and Ray. I don't know if you remember Bob and Ray. They used to be on public radio years ago. Great comedians.
As our action begins, wealthy dowager Agatha Murchfield is rearranging her rare butterfly collection in the family room. Suddenly, her weak-willed son Rodney enters, and Agatha speaks.
Come in and close the door, Rodney. I have something important to discuss with you.
I'd like to oblige, Mother, but there's no door in this room to close.
And the other guy was an announcer named Ted Brown. I love Ted Brown.
One of the best. One of the best.
And he was, you know, he was the guy, and I looked up to him. I wanted to be like Ted Brown, and I did, you know.
To show you how much of an impact that had on those of us who grew up listening to that station, without any rehearsal, here's how it goes. There's only one WNEW, 1130 in New York. Sing along with me, Tom.
Tom Hungerford, better known as Tom Ford or One Take Tom, admits that things have changed since then.
Radio today is not anything like it used to be. You know, when we were on radio, you could do almost anything you wanted to do. You could play the music you wanted. You could pretty much say what you wanted. Those were really the good old days, you know, back in the 50s and 60s.
I mean, the owner was there every day. I mean, you didn't have to call New York for permission to buy a new flare pen or something like that. But there's like four companies that own all of the radio stations in the market.
Lee Steele is an engineer who's worked at about every station in Connecticut. He says the rise of corporate ownership means that stations have lost that local flavor.
Doing Little League baseball games and stuff like that. It seems hokey now, but boy, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
And that's something that all the boobs told me. They know how to have fun.
Like pulling a man's trousers off in the middle of a newscast or something like that. And he'd never missed a beat. I mean, he'd keep on going. Of course, he'd kill us at the end of the newscast.
And I remember somebody just recently talking about how much fun it was to work in the business, so that all of us would say, and we get paid to do this?
Yeah.
Well, not exactly.
I finally had to get a real job. You know, radio, you need to be married to someone with a real job.
Whether or not this bunch of old broadcasters have worked in radio for a decade straight, or just here and there, they certainly are dedicated to their craft.
The fellow to whom we're paying tribute tonight, Bob Ellsworth, he did his last show 2 weeks before he died. It's a field that everybody in it, I hope, is still true. loves what they do. And if they do and they also get paid for it, no matter how much or how little, in my opinion, that's the definition of success.
For WNPR, I'm Katie Tularsky.